The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
AM 600 The Answer presents the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show, brought to you by Frontline Insurance. If you want to know where those fish are, what those fish are biting, and how to get them in the boat, then you've come to the right place. Captain Vic would love to hear from you, so give him a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning on the Still Just Fishing Show. Let's get John on here. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning, John. How you been?
How you doing?
Oh, doing good. Listen, I just had to call in and just hearing about the kayaking and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, you the kayak man.
Yeah, man, I was wondering if you were going to chime in now.
Well, I just had to share this with you. You know, I took somebody, you know, while we were in tandem kayaks and we were fishing downtown underneath the old courthouse parking lot, you know, which is no longer there. And so we're fishing. And all of a sudden, we're kind of together and fishing underneath the parking lot. You know, it's just dark. You know, you got little glimmers of light here and there and stuff like that. Well, anyway, you know, the guy I'm fishing with, well, you know, we're probably maybe just, you know, 15, 20 feet apart. Well, anyway, you know, he decides he had to go to the bathroom. Well, anyway. So all of a sudden, you know, he's, you know, kind of, I guess, leaning over to the side, and then all of a sudden his kayak goes over.
Oh, man.
And it wasn't like, you know, I just fell for him. But, you know, fortunately, you know, he was just able to hang on. And me, you know, I get over there, and, you know, I always bring a pump, you know, to pump it out because these are sit-in kayaks. And I always carry so much crap that fortunately, you know, everything, you know, we didn't lose a lot. You know, because it was all tangled up. But that
would be my concern, is losing your fishing equipment, you know, is if that thing turned over. I mean, unless you got it tied in there somehow or another, you know, I would just think you'd lose everything.
Well, that was my first thought. But no, didn't lose the rods. You know, they were just sort of just tangled up in there. But I mean, you know, I wish it was a fishing story. But, you know, nonetheless. It was just one of those funny, you know, experiences. And anyway, I just thought I'd just share it with you.
Yeah, that is, John. I tell you, I know you've been fishing the kayaks a long time. And and you fish them down here in that strong current, too, a lot of times downtown. And so you must be very, you know, agile at what you do down there.
Well, I mean, it's fun, Vic, but then at the same time, there is that little window of opportunity where, I mean, it can just turn so quickly. But anyway, I've gone with a lot of, I mean, there's a lot of flip stories. You know, you can really fall out of them. Fortunately, I just haven't. But that one, you know, you just never see that one. You just didn't even think of that one coming. But for someone that's never been in it, you just think, okay, I'll just do this one little thing and boom, it just, you can just flip so fast. And,
things can happen so quick that you don't realize. I mean, it's like, you know, end of January, I forget, I think it was 3 years ago, something like that, that I was out there at the jetties. And it was an outgoing tide. Luckily it wasn't running really hard, but. You know, I reached up there to untie the anchor rope, and this boat cuts right across the front of us. So I tied the rope back real quick and just stood up there on the bow. And the waves hit, and, you know, I go head first right over, you know, 55-degree water temperature. I popped up, and the three guys on the boat's like, oh, my gosh, what can we do? I said, no, you know, as soon as I popped up, I was laughing. And, I mean, I've jumped off a lot of boats in my life, you know, swimming and stuff like that. But I luckily had not fallen off of one, knock on wood. Hopefully it don't happen again. But anyway, I got that, you know, ladder with a swim platform on the back. So I just swam to the back and climbed back in. And that's when I started freezing. And, you know, it was cold. And then I had to go all the way back to the boat ramp, you know, in that cold, soaking wet. And I just knew I was going to have pneumonia then, but luckily I didn't. But, you know, things can happen so quick that you don't realize. I came in here the following week and started talking about it on a radio show, and I remember, you know, my buddy Mike Darvo, he says, man, I wouldn't tell that story, you know. And I said, well, I thought it was kind of funny, and I want people to understand that things can just turn to crap in a second. You just don't know. And then I got a text from one captain, says, I fell off mine 3 times. Another captain texts me, and he says, I fell off mine 2x. You know, so, I mean, it does happen. And, you know, just it's so funny that, you know, it happens so quick. It's like, wow, man, how did that happen? You know, and the same thing, I guess, with you turning over or flipping over in a kayak. You know, it's just you run along there and everything seems pretty nice, and all of a sudden you're in the water.
But that is so true. Here, you want me to tell you another really quick story?
Okay.
All right, I was doing a cleanup. I was with my son. We were doing Pottsburg Creek. And anyway, we went outside the zone. So, you know, I filled up that dinghy with so much garbage and even had, even picked up a few tires, had them on the bow. So anyway, we get out into the creek. We're heading back, you know, to the dump site. And all of a sudden, you know, I had it so weighted down that water came over into the sides and just sunk the gino. And I'm throwing the life jacket to my son, like, here, put this on. and then, you know, so now it's, you know, it's flipped. It's over on its side. And, you know, you, God, it probably looked like the Titanic with all these bags of garbage floating around it. But we made it to this side of the bank and just started walking and finally found somebody. But anyway, so I haven't flipped in a kayak, but I've sunk a boat.
You know, I was going to say, I don't need a kayak to end up in the water.
Yeah, I tell you, it's you know, things can happen. That's why I always tell people, safety first, and you really want to watch what you're doing, because, you know, out on a boat, things can happen so quick and you don't realize it, you know. So, you know, it's always good to keep your eyes and ears open. That's why, you know, a lot of times I hear a boat coming, I'll turn around and look to see where he's coming from, you know, even if I'm out at the jetties or something, you know, where you got a lot of boats. But, you know, you want to watch people, make sure that they see you, and, you know, you never know if they've had a little bit too much adult beverage and, you know, out there running around. You want to make sure they see where you're at, because I'm always ready to kind of crank up and move out of the way if I have to.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Oh, I know. It's an adventure out there every time.
It sure
for
is.
For sure. But, listen, I just enjoy the show so much, and hopefully I'll be getting out there and fishing. And, you know what, really, on a serious note, though, you know, when you are kayaking, you know, just try to really understand your skill level. You know, and, you know, that'll be the thing, you know, with downtown. I'm hoping to get down there. But, you know, another thing I'll always remember is, here's a guy that, you know, you said, hey, let's go kayaking. He had a brand new kayak, everything else. And I just assumed he knew what he was doing. But before we got out to the big river, I mean, he just flipped. And, anyway, we were able just to, you know, we kind of scratched it, but, you know, you always just want to have, you know, just a good, fun, positive outcome, but just got to be aware of stuff out there, that's all.
Yeah, you sure do. I appreciate it, John.
Okay, guys, tight lines.
All right, thanks for the call, and let us know when you get out there and get fishing.
Okay.
All righty. Morning, Rob.
Good morning, Captain Vic. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, sir. How about you?
I'm getting her done, buddy.
Good.
Today is land clearing day.
Uh-oh. What's you clearing land at the house?
Yes, sir. I hear music in the background, so I'll wait through that.
Okay. All righty. I'll put you on hold.
Okey-dokey.
And anyway, we'll be back after this, and we're also going to talk a little bit more about the Sheepshead Seminar coming up. That's going to be at 57 Heaven at 1975 Wells Road. That's 1975 Wells Road. Real easy to find, which we'll give you directions and all that when we come back to.
When you have insurance needs, be sure to visit Angler and Dimitri Insurance Services agent Craig Van Brocklin for a personalized quote on auto, home, boat, life, and commercial insurance. Save time and money with protection you can count on. Give Craig a call at 904-899-1106. That's 904-899-1106. 1-800-899-1106 for Dimitri Insurance Services.
You can always trust Captain Vic to put you right where the fish are biting. Just like you can always trust Frontline Insurance to insure your home with the best coverage possible. At Frontline, we'll help you create an action plan with our trusted vendors and contractors to make repairs to your home. The best part? We'll help pay the cost of those eligible home repairs. Now that's smarter insurance. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance, building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
Palm Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mandarin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits and blackened mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Trolling Motor Services Plus is now open for business. They're an authorized dealer and warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, and Rodan Trolling Motors. They're also your home for power pole anchors and Cannon downrigger service and repair. Trolling Motor Services Plus sells, repairs, and installs pretty much anything electrical for your boat, including keep alive oxygen systems. Call Matt today at Trolling Motor Services, 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Check them out online at trollingmotorservicesplus.com.
Cross Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. Got Rob sitting here holding on phone for us during the break. What yes, you got, sir. Rob? So well, you're clearing land at the house, huh?
Yes, sir. I got a bunch of useless trees. I don't know what they're called. The ones that got the black berry and grow faster than a weed.
Wild olive?
I don't know what they are.
Is that the one the robins always get and then dispose of them onto your car?
Well, of course they dispose there.
Yeah, that must be the wild olive. My mother hated those because she didn't have a dryer. She had a clothesline.
Right.
And let me tell you, when those robins come over in springtime, they get up in that tree and it was almost like you'd go right through them. Now, the clothesline wasn't under the tree, but it wasn't that far from it either. They'd fly back over there. My mom would get so mad having to wash the clothes over again.
Yep. And they grow so fast and just shade out everything else around them.
Mm-hmm.
I got a bunch of those coming out. I got some 30-year-old red tips that are supposed to be bushes. They're trees. I got a pine tree that's leaning at about a 12-degree angle. It's a victim of that last hurricane we had. There was a down blast right near the end of it that just leaned it and my holly tree and a couple others over at a severe angle.
Mm.
And, two chunks of pin cherries, also called wild cherries, whatever they're.
Oh, that's that wild cherry wood? That's some hard wood.
Yes, sir. So anybody that wants some firewood that knows where I live, I'm not going to give out the address, or I'll have a bunch of them tree huggers over here protesting.
Yeah. So I hope you got a reputable company to do that for you.
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay. Yeah, because I know Drance does it all, you know, for me over there. And matter of fact, I've got to get him back to my house. There are two pine trees in my daughter's yard that have been dropping limbs here lately. And I don't know why the pine trees are in such bad shape, but it looks like they're dying. And I don't understand that because, I mean, they've been back there for, you know, I mean, I've been living there for 40 years. And all of a sudden, they're just starting to die. So I don't quite understand that, but... Well, the limbs are coming out of them now, and that's pretty, you know, it's kind of worrying me.
I know where people there's an oak tree that, with red paint on it in your yard.
Yeah. No, actually, that's a Chinese tallow tree. Ted was over there one day and went back out of the driveway and kind of christened one of my trees there with a fender of his truck. It's got a little bit of red paint on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rain, I got a little bit of that yellow on the truck.
Rain hadn't washed it off. It's still on there.
People tell me that the thing about pine trees, it's not if it's going to die, it's when it's going to die.
Well, and you know, I've got this the prettiest pine tree you ever saw. It looks like Darth Vader's helmet that's in my yard.
Is that right?
And that thing is just, I mean, it's so round and it's so beautiful. It does not look like a pine tree. And I wanted to take that thing down years ago because my wife and I cleared that land by hand. Didn't have nobody out there. I cut the trees down. I dug the stumps. I jerked them out with this old pickup truck I had that I didn't really care about. It's a good thing I didn't care about it because I ripped the bumper off one time. But, you know, thinking I had all the roots cut and everything to jerk the stumps out with. But, you know, I didn't have money to hire anybody to clear it. So just axes and shovels and leveling the land and stuff like that. And at one point I had this rope tied on this one pine tree, and we had the Chevrolet Malibu. And anyway, I told my wife, I said, you know, take that car and just kind of put some pressure on it, you know, and let me, you know, cut it down with a chainsaw, and that way it wouldn't fall toward the house. And she's like, you don't have enough rope. I can't get the car for it. I said, oh, it's plenty of rope. And that tree didn't come down across the trunk of that car. As a wonder, didn't break the back window out, because the tree came across the trunk of the car and a little bit onto the top of the car. And you know, that was from that point on, she's like, I'm not helping you take trees down anymore. But yeah, I've had to clear all that by hand, and it was pretty tough going. But you know,
you're trying to tell me she didn't trust your judgment anymore?
Not anymore. I've got a palm tree right by the house I want to take down, because when I planted it, it was only about 3 foot tall. And now the thing's way over the house, and I'm kind of worried about that in the next hurricane, you know. So I got to get that thing down too. But, yeah, I'm going to call Drance, get them out there and take out those two pine trees back there in the back around my daughter's mobile home.
Gotcha. Well, back to fishing.
Yes, sir.
The Sheephead Tournament is coming up fast.
2 weeks.
Yes, sir. Less than 2 weeks now. And people need to register online, because I'm a member of the Offshore Fishing Club.
Uh-huh.
And A, we'd like to know how many people are fishing, and B, the club members that are working the registration desk don't want to be there at 1 o'clock in the morning doing registrations, because Jacksonville doing its usual thing of waiting until the last minute to register for a fishing tournament.
Well, you know, it's Jacksonville's always been a walk-up tournament, more or less. I think people like to watch the weather and see what it's going to be like. But what gets me about the Sheephead Tournament is, you know, you're going to fish it. And I know people talk about, yeah, I'm going to watch the weather. And even though, you know, we've had some 30-knot rainy days on the Sheephead on the El Cheapo tournament, they're still fishing it. So it's like, I don't know what you're waiting on the weather for. You're going to fish it anyway. You know, when you've got a prize structure like the El Cheapo does, and you have, you know, winning a boat, motor, and trailer, you know, for what small of a entry fee it is, you know you're going to fish it. Just go ahead and sign up for it, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, get her done, folks.
Yep. That way you can get you a lower number too. See, I always thought the lower numbers were the lucky numbers.
I was number one last year, and I didn't do very well.
Really?
So, yeah,
number one.
I was number one, and we didn't do very well.
Wow. I have never been a number one in a tournament. That's pretty neat.
Yeah, I was the wrong number one in this tournament.
And if you register early online, you get a free T-shirt.
He's one of my customers right there.
Yeah, I'm already registered. I'm ready to go. I got my team ready to rock.
Good.
Now,
good.
Wednesday, we're going to figure out how to catch them.
Hey, I thought you did that when you went out there on tournament day.
What, learning on tournament day is a bad time to start learning. No, I know Mark knows how to catch him. We were going to go out there one day. Mark had his dad and his brother in and all. We were going to go out there and try for the sheep's head. But, man, let me tell you, you're talking about rough.
White capping in the minnow bucket.
It was breaking over the jetties.
Yeah.
You were getting sprayed 20 foot outside of it on low tide.
Yeah, it was bad.
That was a good day.
Yeah, so we decided to kind of hang out in the creeks, and it was pretty bad, Dave. So I didn't really get to show them how I like to really fish for sheephead. So it's a pretty neat deal, though, the way the sheephead bite. I just love it. I love fishing for sheep's head.
I've never been worth a hoot at sheephead fishing. I do pretty good at sheephead eating.
Oh, yeah. I do, too.
Sandwich.
I do, too. So are you fishing it this year?
Be serious.
Well, I thought maybe somebody got you fishing with them.
No. I guess they're afraid blind guys are going to walk out of the boat or, you know, whatever.
Well, tell them you fish with me. You've even been on my front deck even and didn't walk out of the boat.
How about that? Leash on me. Tell you what, I love John Nooney's story. But, you know, even since before I turned 50, I got a PFD, and I do not set foot on the water without my PFD, and I check it religiously every birth month.
There you go.
You know, I know there used to be a saying about it happening.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And when I was riding sailing thistles, there used to be a saying that fast on a thistle. So it happens fast on a thistle. That happens on everything on the water.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, you really have to watch it. Yep.
High, dry, dumb and happy, and the next thing you know, you're upside down in the water. So... Get a PFD and put it on before you get in the boat. They're no hassle. You don't even know you got it on. And be safe.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. Safety is always good, especially when you're on the water, because, you know, I always tell people, you know, especially like when you're running around in a boat and stuff like that, always keep an eye out where you're going. And I know people's seen these boats that have the channel marker up into the bow of them, things like that, you know, where people weren't watching what they were doing. But, you know, it happens so quick, and, you know, that's not a place where you can just, like, if you have a wreck and, you know, get out and walk around, you're not going to be able to do that out there on the water. So
yep.
Sure, appreciate it, Rob.
All righty, well, y'all have a great weekend, and I love the show.
Thank you, sir. You appreciate that a lot.
All righty, be good.
All right, buddy. And I still need to get some of those 5/0 quarter ounce no brainers. I still haven't got them with you yet. I'm gonna have to get with you and just make an appointment, get out there and see you.
I'm here every day, buddy.
All right, thanks, Rob. I will. I got your number.
Friday.
And if you'd like to, give us a call, 222-8255. We'll be back after this.
AM 600.
101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Presidential candidates making their last urgent pleas as Nevada Democrats prepare to weigh in on their party's presidential nomination battle. Today's caucuses in Nevada, the third contest in a 2020 primary season that so far has been marred by a lot of chaos and uncertainty in overwhelmingly white rural states. State officials are not promising they'll report the results today. Nevada's first in the West caucuses will test the candidate's strength with black and brown voters for the first time in 2020. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, meanwhile, lumping what he calls the Democratic establishment in with the corporate and Republican institutions. He says they cannot stop him. Sanders is the favorite in today's Nevada caucuses after winning in New Hampshire and essentially tying for first place in Iowa. On Wall Street yesterday, investors drove the Dow down 227 points. This is SRN News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE, 877-64-BIBLE.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Friday, February 28th at 7 p.m., the Jacksonville Icemen take on the Norfolk Admirals at ViStar Veterans Arena. Saturday, February 29th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. And Saturday, February 29th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Riverside Arts Market under the Fuller Warren Bridge on Riverside Avenue.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
I can give you a brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice at a fraction of the cost. None of the hassle. And done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor for crying out loud. Florida State License CGC 1526479.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
Mostly sunny all weekend with a high today near 60. Sunday's high 67. Tonight, going to get down to 42 with mostly clear skies. Sunday night, down to 53, mostly cloudy. Monday, mostly cloudy, high 75, and then 70% chance of rain Monday night through Wednesday. Cloudy skies, overnight low Monday night, 61, high Tuesday, Wednesday near 75, and lows Tuesday night near 60.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson. Oh.
And we're back this morning.
Good.
I don't know how long. You go ahead and talk since I told you about that.
Yes. I spoke with Joe at the Fishing Connection magazine, and he was able to get those Fishing Connection magazines over at the Shell station at Chafee and I-10. It's right there at that Shell station where I haven't seen any of those stores around there. Even the little bait shop that's down there off of Jones Road, I don't see them in there. So maybe y'all could go in there and grab you a magazine from out of there. It's free.
Yeah, it's Fishing Connections.
Fishing Connections, yeah.
And when you're talking about a bait shop there, where's the bait
shop? On Jones Road?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's on Jones Road. It's a little private owned little place he's got. Across
what do they sell? What type of bait do they sell?
They have shiners and minnows and worms and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. Is that where you get your minnows when you go speckled perch fishing?
No, I go out to McClenny.
Oh, damn.
Just on the other side of McClenny on 90.
Do they air up the bag?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, if I bring my own bucket, but they do have a bag that they'll, and they're always so lively.
Yeah. And that's the thing, if you air up, if you get to a bait shop where they air up the bag, you know, and carry them that way until you get to the lake, there's pretty, they stay alive better even in there than with the aerator on usually.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why it's that air, that compressed air is in that bag or something, you know, how they do it, but they generally stay alive really good.
Yeah, I like that. They got some good minnows there. They mm-hmm. Stay alive a long time. They're mm-hmm. really kicking around and lively.
Have you seen Chad's pictures? Well, you don't get on Facebook.
Oh, man. I was going to ask you about, because when he was on here, was it last week?
Mm-hmm.
Was it Lock Lusa he's doing that?
Orange Lake.
Orange Lake, okay.
Yeah, that's where he's been going, you know.
He's got nets full.
Oh, yeah. He's
crazy.
He's getting his limit all the time.
Yeah, there's.
And over, I love over those his limit, fish. You know.
Best tasting fish.
Hey, got to add a lot of salt to them.
That's with anything with me.
Anyway, so you got some stuff, Mark, to talk about, too. And you were talking about the cleanup that's coming up.
Yeah, so with Florida Realtors, we've got approval finally for a statewide trash cleanup that is going to take place July 11th of this year. We're kind of excited about it. It's still in the working stage of the details, but ultimately we're mobilizing. So our group is 195,000 members. We're going to try to get all of our members, at least a percentage of them, to go out on a Saturday and clean up all the waterways in the state of Florida, from St. John's Rivers to South Florida waterways, beaches, lakes, even public ponds and retainage ditches. Ultimately, it's going to be a very large event. We want a lot of participation. We want the public to join us. It's going to be a great time, and it's going to be a great day. We're really excited about it, and more details will follow, but, mm-hmm. yeah, it's going to be a good time.
That's great.
And we're really excited. CCA is involved. Florida River Keepers are involved. St. John's River Keepers. So we've got a lot of organizations helping us and getting this thing organized.
It'll be great. If you get that many people to do it, that's great.
Yeah,
you know, Saturday, July the 11th is what y'all targeting.
That is the targeting date as of mm-hmm. now, and more details will follow. There'll be a lot of press releases and mm-hmm. newspaper articles and things like that. So just kind of, it's a little teaser, you know, let the public know it's coming.
Yeah, that's great, man. Anytime you can get people to help like that, that's fabulous.
Yeah, mm-hmm. we'd like to set records, you know. If we're going to do it, go big, you know.
Yeah.
Don't do a small scale. Let's go large, you know. Why not get 20, 30, 40,000 people in a day?
We'd exactly. like to hear how many bags of trash you get out of there.
Yeah.
We're on a conference call Wednesday or Thursday, and the president of Florida Realtors said, let's do 3 million pounds of trash in a day.
Oh, wow.
He said, let's do it. What's it going to hurt? I said, 3 million sounds good. Why not 5? You know, let's go for it. What's it, you know, let's try. So we're real excited. We are, you know, my father-in-law and I put the, you know, kind of had this brainstormed idea, and we've mm-hmm. kind of, it started off, he's in Orlando and us being in Jacksonville. So it kind of started with us doing maybe just the St. John's. Well, then he took it to Florida Realtors, and, you know, they're a lot larger membership group than our local boards are. So they got on board real quick and said, let's do this. And, they're ready. It's going to be pretty cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome. I mean, you know, trying to clean up the river. You know, there's one thing, too, is I wish we could get somebody. I called, it's been, you know, several years ago now, but, you know, and they had these river cleanups here, you know, each year. And one of the banks where they, when they clean up the river and all, it looks really nice, except for Blount Island. Blount Island has that military base. You can't, you know, right. you can't get over there on that
on that base, you know, on the side of it, like on the east side of it, around Clapboard Creek and, you know, to the St. John's there. And it's just full of trash all the time. And it's because nobody can get over there and clean that bank up. And it looks to me like they would at least get the military, you know, guys out there to get out there and clean that up somewhat. But they just don't ever do it. And then whenever you have a cleanup like that, and then you look over there and I'd take, you know, clients out and they'd look over there and they're like, man, look at that shoreline. I'm like, yeah, but you're not allowed to get over there. And that's why it looks like that.
Yeah. It seems like if they know what they're coming, they would let them do that.
You know? But, you know, it amazes me because, you know, whenever you have the extreme high tide, you know what's going to happen. It's going to wash back off of there and it's going to wind up somewhere else too. Mm-hmm. You know, so of course all of it didn't wash back off. So, you know, some of it's still up there. But it's such a shame that we can't get, you know, something like that done at that place, too.
Challenge accepted. Let's do it.
You know,
we can.
Whenever they have a cleanup all over, you know, it'd be great to have them go out there and clean up their own property, you know, along the edge of the river like that.
Well, we're inviting the military to join us. I have a friend in the Navy. He's going to mobilize some guys and kind of help support it, too. So maybe we can get some guys over Blunt Island to let us have access for the day, at least for a a group of people.
That'd be awesome.
We'll try, you know, we'll ask anybody that's willing to participate and willing to let us access their land to clean it up. You know, we're going to have so it's going to be land-based, water-based, boats, kayaks, paddle boards, foot traffic, private property. If people allow us on to pick it up, if you give us access, we'll have people there. So we're kind of going to tackle it from every angle. It's kind of the goal.
And as it gets closer and closer, we'll get more contact information to, you know, people can do that, can call you and say, hey, I've got this big board out there laying on my property that washed up here. I can't get to it, you know.
Yeah.
I got a tire that I can't get out there, you know, and elderly people can't get out there and pick up or whatever, you know. So we'll try to put out some contact, you know, phone numbers or whatever so they can get a hold of, you know, people to be able to go out there and get it.
Absolutely.
That's great. So they're looking at July the 11th. You know, I know it's quite a ways off, but believe it or not, it's like everything else. It'll be here before you know it.
Absolutely.
So we'll get some more information as it gets closer. Talking about something else going to be here before you know it, the El Cheapo Sheepshead Tournament. And so Mark and what's Mark's last name?
Meacham.
Both of them are, you know, sponsoring this, you know, West Bank Seminar Series. That's at 57 Heaven, in Orange Park. So, this Wednesday, the 26th, we're going to do a sheepshead, seminar over there. Going to have some good food and, good fellowship. So, come on out. It doesn't cost anything. It's free. The only thing is Mark would like for you to get on Eventbrite. And register so he'll know how many people's coming.
Yep.
You know, want to know to have enough food there for people and stuff like that. So, but it's free. You know, you have to buy your own beer or mixed drinks or whatever. But as far as the food goes, come on out and enjoy some good food. And
if you go to eventbrite.com and go to the search bar and type in Sheepshead, it will pop up the seminar. You just click on it and register your email. And, you know, I say, I collect your email data for my business. Obviously, I'm a realtor. But you got to kind of accept a couple of real estate emails to get all the updates on the fishing seminars and everything we're doing fishing related.
Well, y'all are sponsoring it, so that's very understandable.
Yeah.
You know,
we get some, once you unsubscribe, I can't email you.
Yeah.
So I tell people, don't unsubscribe because you're going to have to just delete those if you don't want to read them. But ultimately, you'll get a lot of fishing emails from it. So,
And that's at 1975 Wells Road, 6 p.m., Wednesday the 26th. And when you're leaving 295 on Blanding Boulevard, you go down to Wells Road right there. It's just, I don't know, half a mile at the most.
Yeah, behind Red Lobster.
And turn right, and right behind Red Lobster is 57 Heaven. So easy to find.
And they've been great letting us have this venue for no charge. That, you know, they've been phenomenal in helping us set this up. And we've been going now for a year and a half. And we're going to keep it going as long as people show up.
Do you have another one set up for next month yet?
We have two more. We'll talk about it after the break. How's that?
That's great. Right. Yeah, man. That's good. And so anyway, we'll find out who's doing it and what they're going to be talking about. And we'll be back after this.
That's right, Jacksonville. You can go to a lot of places in North Florida to buy a gun. But at Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year. How? Wild West Guns buys dealer direct and passes the savings on to you. There's no middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Vanelli, Bushmaster to Stag, Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport shrimp, seared tuna, and spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. A big supporter of the Recreational Fishing Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848.
Do you like offshore fishing? Team Buck Rogers Charters has been offering offshore charters in the Jacksonville-Mayport area since 2006. We offer any increment you like, from 4 hours up to 12 hours, and we can carry up to 6 people per boat. Large groups, celebrations, corporate events. Does your Sunday school class want to spend a day on the water? No problem. We have 3 boats that can each carry up to 6 people, so groups of up to 18 are welcome. If you have more than 18 people, we can still accommodate you by reaching out to some other great captains who we consider very close friends. If you're thinking offshore, think Team Buck Rogers. Call me, Captain Chad, at 904-502-7408 or book online at teambuckrogers.com. Also, please follow us on Facebook and YouTube at /Team Buck Rogers.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And back to the seminar we were talking about, having this coming Wednesday. They're going to have...
Yeah, El Cheapo's coming. They're bringing the boat, as long as everything works out. So we'll be able to see it up close and personal, walk around it, touch it, feel it, you know. And then we got two more seminars coming up we'll talk about real quick, a little teaser. March 11th is going to be Noel Kuhn talking surf fishing. And third Wednesday of April is going to be Nathan Stewart of OP Fish House is going to be talking cobia. So we're excited. We've got two more set up to go, and we're ready. This is a good year.
Yeah.
We're excited.
I tell you, if you want to talk about cobia, Nathan, he does a great job.
Yeah.
He does.
He's passionate about it.
A lot of information. He's a great cobia fisherman. Let's get Trina on here with the Jacksonville Offshore Sport Fishing Club.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
How you doing?
All right. And it'll be here in 2 weeks.
Ah, I know. It is coming fast.
Yeah, it is.
It is. And I keep telling everybody it's going to be here before you know it, so get registered. You know, we talked about earlier, talked about how this is like a walk-up town, you know, but, and everybody always talked about, well, I don't know what the weather's going to be like, but I'm going to tell you, I have fished the El Cheapo in some great weather, but I've also fished it some real nasty weather. And it doesn't matter. People still going to fish it, so go ahead and sign up.
Sign up. Save $20. Get a free T-shirt.
Yeah, because it's going to go up. When does it go up?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. So people need to get online. And midnight tonight, or is it like?
Midnight tonight. It's cut off, yes.
All right. So people need to get out there and sign up on it today.
And if you want to spend $120, do it today and then pay the extra $20 to the shrimp boats, you know?
Good. I like the way you're thinking.
Those families definitely need the help. I mean, you know, those two boats on that fire, I mean, that was crazy.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I've got close to 200 online now. And, well, with regular anglers, juniors, ladies, kayaks. And I've seen quite a few people donating. It's been refreshing.
Yep, I did. I added a little extra to it to help them out.
Well, thank you. I'll appreciate that. Did you find the online registration pretty easy?
Yeah, it was pretty simple to do.
Good.
And I'm not tech savvy, so it was pretty simple.
Oh, yes, you are.
I can look at Facebook and email a little bit, but that's about the extent of it, you know?
That's awesome.
But no, we're excited. I know my family's excited. I got my dad coming back up. He's going to fish it, my buddy. We're excited. I like it. I don't, you know, whether you catch fish or not, get out on the water for the day is a great time.
And it's just a fun tournament. The whole environment is fun.
It is. It is, yeah. So,
we're
going to
have a band out there this year towards the end of weigh-in.
Okay. Keep everybody happy.
Mm-hmm. It's called the Island Spice Band. I think it's going to be a perfect, you know, perfect sound for the tournament, and be a lot of fun. Have the fish fry going.
That's awesome, man. And we're donating a cooler again. Watson, you know, myself from Watson Realty is donating another 40-quart Arctic cooler, fully wrapped with a cool-looking wrap and the logo for El Cheapo on there. It'll be there to give away.
It looked awesome last year. I can't wait to see this year's.
It's actually a picture I took out of Sisters Creek one morning. I got a cool sunrise, so we're using that as the wrap logo, the look. And
okay.
Oh, man.
It's going to be pretty neat. Should be done. Good.
So tell everybody, Trim, how much it is now, and you know, and how much it's going up. It's going up $20 tomorrow, and
it's $100 now for the general tournament, which is the boatloader trailer package from Carolina Skiff Sea Chaser. It's a Carolina Skiff 178 CC JLS with a 115 horsepower Suzuki on it on an aluminum Magic Tilt trailer.
That's
about a $30,000 package.
That's the biggest motor that. That y'all have given away so far, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, as far as the boat and motor, but I mean, that's the biggest motor I think I've heard on one of y'all's prizes.
Right. Well, because they redid that whole line, the J Series line, and the J Series has gone away. There wasn't a second place boat. They don't have one built of that size yet to fill the second place spot, so we could put all of the budget on first place.
Good.
So, yeah. And then the kayak tournament is $50. And the kayakers could win a Liberty Outdoors 131 Independence pedal drive kayak.
That sounds nice. Yeah, that's pedal drive would be the one I'd like.
Man, I've got a two-arm power kayak now, but when I get ready to move up, I'm moving up to a pedal drive.
This is the kind
that you can pedal frontwards and backwards and not have to turn the drive around.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't even aware. See, that's how kayak unsavvy I am.
Oh, they got trolling motors on them.
Yeah, I've seen one.
That's my speed right there.
And the little power poles, the little mighty power poles and stuff, you know.
Yeah. I kind of feel like if I'm going out of my kayak, I'm gonna probably do that more than I'm going to go to Planet Fitness. So I need to do it myself. I don't need a trolling motor. So,
no, it's going to be a good time. I'm excited. I know. You know, Wednesday Vic's going to give us the right spot to go get the winning sheep set, right?
I'm going to be out there Wednesday the with spot. Y'all.
You'll be there, Trina?
I am, yeah.
Now, also, I want to mention, you know, being the captain's meeting is, you know, going to be on that Friday night. What time can people, if they do wait to sign up till then, what time are we all be starting the sign up at the captain's meeting before the captain's
meeting? At 5:30.
At 5:30. So don't come there at 4:00 and expect to get signed up yet.
You know, I hate to turn people away, but at 4:00, we're just not going to be ready. And my volunteers exactly. don't get there. You know, people have to work and we have to get there and get set up. So
right.
just give us till 5:30. Let us get set up and let us get organized. It's going to be a much more pleasant experience for everybody.
Yeah, because you're going to be another 2 hours for the captain's meeting, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it starts at 7:30. So, I mean, it gives you plenty of time to get up there and sign up. So don't mm-hmm. get up there too early. And, you know, I mean, you can come up as early as you want. Just, you know, make sure that you're not, you know, upset that you can't sign up until 5:30. So,
right.
But come on in, get signed up. You know, they'd much rather you go ahead and sign up online today, and that'd save you $20 per entry. So, you know, if you can get
and
on
you
there.
Can bring the, yeah, you can bring that $20 and put it in the raffle, or you can come to the merchandise tent. We got some new T-shirts or, you know, new merchandise coming out. With that 45-core Arctic cooler that Watson Realty's giving away, and we've got a big green egg from Hagen Ace Hardware and a leaning post from All Aluminum Concepts and Moose's. It's going to be a strong raffle table.
There you go. So, use that extra $20. That'll buy a lot of raffle tickets.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Instead of waiting too late and signing up. And actually, always call that wasting money because you can use that for something else. mm-hmm. So go ahead and get signed up. You know you're going to fish it. So go ahead and sign up for that thing. Get on that there. I mean, I there's no telling what the weather's going to be like. But... like I said, it doesn't matter. I've fished in the gorgeous days. I've fished in the nastiest days, and there's still a whole lot of boats out there. So it's not like you're not going to have that many of boats if the weather's real nasty. You know, people right. are just going to get on there anyway because the price structure is so good.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun.
I agree.
It's a good time.
It's fun.
I like
it's
just
like a,
even
it's
going
like a family
to
reunion.
The
reunion. It's just. Uh-huh. I've made several lifetime friends at this tournament. It's an amazing group of people.
It is, and you get to see people that you don't. You know, a lot of times I talk about that around these tournaments and all that. You know, whenever we go fishing, of course, the quickest thing you want to do is drop that boat in the water and get out there and start fishing. And at any boat ramp, anytime, you know, I run across friends of mine and people I haven't seen sometimes in 3 or 4 years, or sometimes I haven't seen in 3 or 4 months. And, you know, I'm trying to get ready because my charter's going to get there and stuff. You don't really have time to, you know, talk and see them, you know, and visit with them or whatever and find out what's been happening in their lives, things like that. You know, I think people rely too much on Facebook to put everything on. But, you know, it's like so enjoyable to be able to sit and talk to people, you know.
It is.
Mm-hmm. You know, Trina, I didn't fish it last year, but I did come down there and hang out.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris is going to be, I think, working one of the cookers this year.
He usually is.
And,
yeah.
I'm going to sit over there.
Chris Nichols.
Nichols.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, and I like just walking around there.
I'm going to get his shirt size.
Getting some of your apparel.
I'll tell him. You say you need to get his shirt size?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll tell him.
Volunteer shirts together.
I'll tell him to get a hold of you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All righty. I appreciate your call, Trina, and hopefully you'll get another 450 boats this year.
Man, that would be amazing.
Thanks for the
call.
All
right, Captain.
All right.
Bye, Mark.
Bye.
And I appreciate y'all coming in this morning, Ted and Mark. And be sure.
Enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Y'all be sure to come to the seminar Wednesday night, 6:00, 57 Heaven, and enjoy some great barbecue and enjoy some fellowship.